you have to be willing to walk away from things and just be so detached that you don't care unless you're getting what you want. So part of being delusional is saying that, all right, this is my goal and I'm not accepting anything less. I do not care. I'd rather get zero. I'd rather die than not get what I want. That's how little I care. And that is that energy that you have to take to all of your goals. Because when you're so delusional, but then you're like, oh my God, I really hope it happens and I'm gonna jump at any of the slightest opportunity, it's not gonna work. You have to combine being delusional with also being detached and not caring about the outcome, not caring if you get a slight opportunity and you wanna walk away from it because you know that you want better, right? You have to be willing to say no. Just like when I was looking for a relationship, I had to say no to guys that almost fit my list of what I wanted, but just weren't quite there. But then I thought to myself, oh, well, is this good enough? Should I just take it since it's available? I don't wanna let this opportunity go. And then what if I don't ever meet anyone better? No, you can't have that attitude. I had to tell myself, you know what? Gotta let it go because it's not what I asked for and I'm gonna get what I asked for. And I don't care if I literally end up alone forever because if I don't get what I want, I'm not doing it. End of story. And so when you have that attitude, not only is your life going to get better and you're gonna get what you want, but other people will see that in you and they'll actually be more attracted to you because they'll see you as being someone who is just awesome. Like, it's just cool because when you look at someone and you can tell that they're not here to please you, they really don't care, they're gonna do what they want to do and they still wanna be your friend, like, that makes you feel so special, right? It's so much of a better special feeling than someone who is such a people pleaser and they're trying to be your friend and they're trying to be around you. You're like, yeah, I mean, you do that with everyone. Like, I don't feel special. I don't like this. So when you have this attitude, you are so magnetic. And I'm telling you, you will realize that people actually respect you so much more and they see you as way more valuable than you thought they did. Because you were essentially lowering your value because you had low expectations. So when you raise your expectations, you remind people how valuable you actually are. Because now they're like, wait, oh my gosh, so she has the audacity to ask for all this. Maybe she's worth something. I don't know. She's willing to walk away if I don't give it to her. So I guess I have to give it to her. If you're still watching, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's a star. If people are not calling you delusional or crazy or unreasonable, then you're not thinking big enough and you need to think bigger. Anytime I've ever accomplished anything, it's been because I believe in myself. Because honestly, the people around me always just doubt me. They always say that, oh, do you think that's really realistic? Do you really think that's gonna happen? How are you gonna do that? They've never actually really encouraged me. And it's not because they don't like me or they don't believe in me. It's because they have their own limiting beliefs within themselves. And so, of course, when I mention these big goals and these things that I'm going to do, it makes people think I'm crazy. And honestly, sometimes I think I'm crazy. But the things that I've accomplished that I've been the most proud of have been because I've been delusional and I've just gone for the full thing and not cared and not allowed anyone else to shake my faith. And then next thing you know, things just happen to work out exactly how I wanted them to work out. So this is your sign that you need to start being a little bit more unrealistic, because being realistic is killing your dreams. It is killing your potential, all right? So I want you to take out a piece of paper or go into your notes, or maybe you can just do this in your head. Think of 5 goals that you have for your life and be as unrealistic as you possibly can. If you want to leave them in the comments, go ahead and hype each other up in the comments, okay? Be nice, don't be rude. But you need to think about those 5 things and continue to imagine those things happening in your life. The more that you get comfortable discussing it and thinking about it and allowing yourself to even want it, the more that you're actually going to start to attract these situations to you that are going to help you get that. I was delusional that I wasn't gonna pay for school. I always said that. I said, I'm not paying for school. I'm gonna get a full scholarship. What happened? I got a full scholarship. I didn't have to pay a dollar. They actually paid me back because I had money left over. Then when I finally did go to college, I told myself that I wanted to work for the biggest accounting firms and I wanted to basically have them compete for me. Like, I wanted them to see how valuable I am and I wanted to get the best job offer. And so what ended up happening is when I did get offers from some of the biggest accounting firms, I actually went back and forth with each of them using the offer that this company gave me and saying to this company, hey, that company told me this amount and they're offering me this bonus. What are you gonna do? And then they would go back and say, okay, we'll do this. And then I would go back to the other firm and say, okay, that company said they were gonna do this for me. So what are you gonna do? Like, it literally happened exactly how I told you it was gonna happen. That was delusional. That was unreasonable. Then when I started actually working in the accounting firm, I realized that I don't want to work for someone else. I want to work for myself. I want to be creative. So yet again, I said, no, I'm going to stay at home. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to let go of all my backup plans and I'm just going to dive into YouTube because that's what's going to be my career, is doing the creative things that I enjoy. That was very delusional. People were telling me not to do that. People were telling me that, hey, why don't you just keep working and then do that on the side and then when you're ready, you can quit. Mm-mm. No, because I didn't get to where I am by listening to limiting beliefs. I didn't get to where I am by listening to negativity. I know what I'm capable of, right? And that's how you can be delusional, is because you know what you're capable of. So this advice of, oh, be delusional, manifest what you want, it only works if you're willing to put in the effort. If you're willing to back that up with actions and understand that, yeah, I'm delusional, but I'm confident because I know what I can do. I'm confident because when I say I want to do something, I do it. I don't just sit there and have my delusional thoughts and then sit all day on the couch watching TV. Even when it comes to my relationship, I know what I wanted. I wanted a man that was attractive, that was well off, successful, loyal, takes care of me, obsessed with me, spoils me, all the things, right? That's delusional. People would say, no, you can only have a rich guy that cheats on you, or you can have a loyal man that loves you, but then he earns less money. No, I refused to believe that. I said, no, I want what I want. And here I am today in a long-term relationship with a man that loves me, is loyal to me, spoils me, takes care of me. Literally my dream guy that I wrote out on a piece of paper, all the things that I wanted, and I have exactly that. Being certain about what you want is going to be your superpower. That's what's going to get you where you want to be. Because everywhere you look, people aren't sure. They're very wishy-washy. They say they want to do that and they want to do this, but they don't actually start the journey in any way, and then they change what they want to do and they're not sure about what they want. So being certain about what you want already puts you ahead of so many people that have no clue what is going on and what they're even working towards. Once you have that clear idea, you need to be delusional about it. You need to ignore everyone else's critiques, everyone else's negativity, and you need to stay persistent in your desire. This is where your affirmations are going to come in. This is where your visualization is going to come in. You want to consistently affirm that you are getting what you want. So anytime I thought to myself, oh no, how am I gonna find the guy that I want? There's so many beautiful women out there. Why would he choose me? People are saying that there is no perfect man. There is no guy that's gonna provide all these things for me. Anytime that thought would come in my head, I would remember, no, I'm not everybody else. I am me, and I always get what I want. And this is my life. I have this, this, and this. Period. So anytime you feel doubts coming in, affirm it again and again and again. And you actually have to condition yourself to almost ignore the negativity because there's so much out there. This world will keep you doubting yourself so much if you let it. people are always going to see the results, but then they're not going to acknowledge the process getting there. Like, for example, you'll see people who have accomplished amazing things, right? And then everyone will say, oh my God, they accomplished this. They're so amazing. They're such a genius. But then probably when they were first starting towards that journey, the people around them were probably telling them, oh, that's not realistic. You know, they're probably getting laughed at. They were probably getting told that they're being delusional, but they didn't care. They stayed persistent and they followed through. And now everyone is saying, wow, you knew it. You did it. That's so amazing. And that's exactly what's happened to me in my life. Everyone is so happy for me after I get what I want. But when I was saying that's what I was going to do, they were like, okay, whatever you say. But you know, you could tell they don't really believe in you. So if you have a hard time feeling confident and you have a hard time being delusional about what you want, the best thing you can do for yourself is keep your goals private. Don't tell it to everybody, because anytime you communicate something to someone else and they respond to you, they could potentially be affecting your energy. They could potentially be affecting your confidence. So start practicing in private. Start looking in the mirror and telling yourself what you're accomplishing. Start acting as that person. Start playing out the scenes that would happen if you did get that goal. Like, I would literally sit in my room like a crazy person, looking in the mirror, pretending that I'm being interviewed for having the fastest growing YouTube channel ever. And I would do this for so many things. I can't even put into words how many crazy ass scenarios I would just play out in front of the mirror just to practice being in that energy and practice being in that identity. It's okay to be a little bit unhinged as long as it's in the process of getting your goals. If you have any questions or any requests for future videos, go ahead and let me know in the comments. You already have all the tools you need to succeed, but if you want my advice, you can check the link in my description to work with me. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye! Mwah.